getting fairly well practiced.
Perfect. We love that. Thank you so much, Evan.
Thank you, Sue.
All right. This brings us to the end of this edition of The Real Issue, which is made possible by the generous contributions of KCFR supporters and by Robert Amendola and Associates, a law corporation providing legal representation for accident victims. Robert Amendola and Associates can be contacted at 916-924-8787. Hmong translation is available by calling 916-599-0039. Just ask for Mr. Yang. You are listening to The Real Issue on KZFR. We'll be back next week, same time, same station. This is FM 90.1, KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Until next time, peace out.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is on.
Faith in Common Ground is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Celestino's New York Pizza, creating authentic New York style pizza pies, and also pizza by the slice, as well as salads, desserts, cannolis, and more in downtown Chico since 1997. Celestino's New York Pizza is located across the street from the CSUC Chico campus at 101 Salem Street. For hours and orders, visit celestinosnewyorkpizza.com. They also do catering. You can reach them at 530-896-1234.
Welcome to Faith in Common Ground. I'm your host, Jesse Kearns.
And I'm your host, Amber St. Clair.
Welcome to 2025, dear listeners. Are you ready for this ride, Amber?
Never.
Yep. It's a ride it is and a ride it shall be. So we're back to talking to people who are in service to people and planet. And typically, we talk to folks who maybe are going through a mid-life career change, or I should say vocational change, because we've been talking about how vocation is different than just a job or a career. Vocation is something that you are called to, because that's just what the word means. And so a lot of times we talk to people who are in another vocation or in another career, and then they change, and we get to hear their whole life story, and they talk about how for 30 years they tried all these different things, and then finally, today we've got a guest who hasn't been around for 30 years and is yet still doing things that are in service to people and planet. I think this is the youngest guest that we've had, isn't it, Amber?
Most definitely. 20 years old.
Oh my gosh. So Amber, I'm going to let you introduce us to our guest this week.
Today we have Sophia Penisu. Did I say that right?
It's Panizzi, but close enough.
My bad.
That was tomato, tomato.
I think it's... Anyways. And Sophia is going to college at Chico State. She also is part of a secret club.
That is my sorority.
And in her sorority, she does public service. And she's also going to school to learn about zero-point energy building and construction.
It's net zero buildings.
Oh, net zero.
But I would see that as something I'm going to do in my future, long term. But yeah, pretty much it's all environmental with construction, and we're trying to be more efficient with it. So yeah, I'm learning about the best routes to, like, to it.
So how did you decide to get into this kind of construction?
Well, it all started with my dad. He was originally a fisherman. So he started off over in Monterey with my grandpa, who was born in Sicily, moved to California, I want to say in like the 1960s. They kind of helped build up the fishing industry over there. But what started with fishing ended up in him doing trades work. And so whenever he met my mom, he had six kids, actually seven, but there was a prior marriage. But he would take us with him on either boats or working on commercial buildings as like a way to spend time with us, or if we didn't have a babysitter. But it usually would be like only one or two or three of us. It wouldn't be all six, because that would be crazy. But I just, from what I remember, I was always interested in it, especially because I always looked up to my dad. Like, he was my role model in my life. And it's just something I wanted to do, and I saw myself doing it in the future. But not to, also to say, I was a little disappointed because it'd always be my brothers going out with him and not me. So, like, as a girl, it's like I want to find that spark to do it myself and, like, show the world that girls can do it too, and just inspire ladies all around, you know. Yeah.
And I'm sure you aren't working on green building, because that's a relatively new thing. Did you learn about that in school, or?
I actually started learning about, like, more architecture, like, buildings off of Netflix. I would watch
Netflix.
Yeah.
So how old were you when you started watching these Netflix?
Probably 13.
Okay.
I was very, very interested in being an architect at first, because there was just this love for building. And I used to play all these video games where I'd build my little house, and I just, like, compare and contrast. So there was this Netflix series called The World's Most Extraordinary Homes. And from there, I saw, like, the modifications architects could apply to homes to either make them more efficient or make them, like, greenhouses on the roofs. Like, it's just so, like, complex. It's such a, like, wild world to, like, be, like, I can do that one day. Like, I want to do that. That's so cool. And so I saw that, but then I kind of looked into the architect, like, career-wise, not really worth it for what I want to do, but kudos to people who are. It's really hard, and it's pretty underpaid, but it's super cool. That's how I, like, started out.
So where were you living during this time where you're watching these videos and thinking about this?
So I originally am from Monterey. So we moved to Chico here in like 2016, I want to say. Mm-hmm. And by that time, I was so close to my, like, teenage years, I want to say, started watching him while I was in Chico. Because here, my dad did start off, like, he was still fishing in San Francisco, but he did move over here to Chico to do more trades work and work on houses, and whether that be, like, remodeling or, like, HVAC systems, like, he did it all. And yeah. So that's, like, whenever I'm more so focused on it.
I was curious because I know they've got a decent architecture program over at Chico High School. Did you ever take that class? Did you go to Chico High?
I did go to Chico High, uh-huh. Unfortunately, because I was also, like, oh, I'm not too sure. Like, I wasn't sure about, do I want to do this? It seems like... Like, my mom's saying, just go to business. It's going to be easy. Like you're a girl. Like, you know, it's like whenever you're living in that kind of lifestyle where my mom was a housewife, essentially, and she was made to, like, quit her job, and my dad did take care of us. It's just, like, you see that, and it's, like, it makes you kind of sad. It makes you kind of want to lose hope. But I have an older sister, and she's probably one of the most, like, inspiring people in my life currently, because she showed me that she can do something super hard and do it well and do it good and like pursue what she wants to do. And she became a nurse recently and is now living in her own house at 23.
That's awesome. So then let's go back to this inspiration. We're on the part of the story now where you're starting to zero in on what it is that you want to do.
Yes. So I kind of, through school, I'm going to school at Chico State, even though it's like only been like a couple semesters in. I've learned about like energy efficiency and how great it is for the environment, and not only the environment, but for your pockets. And I've just found a liking towards it. And I feel like I've always had this liking and I've always wanted to help the environment. I'm a very caring person. When I was younger, my dad would call me an animal whisperer because I would save all the animals, even the bugs. I think going to Chico State, changing my major to construction management from business, really helped me see like a clear line of like a little bit more of what I want to do.
So did you get inspired as you were taking a business course, or was it in a science course or something that you received this inspiration?
You know, I want to say like it was my drive to change my major and kind of go against my mom and go through business school and find out what is construction management, what is it they do, and like what is sustainable housing, what is that, and like learn, like I've only taken like a couple courses on construction management, but I've learned so much that like my brain exploded. Like it's incredible what we can do like to kind of help like the environment. Learning that like greenhouse gases are caused because of like mainly like 40% roughly because of construction and buildings, which is incredibly large.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. So then we're looking at, what did you call it? Net zero buildings. Net zero buildings. Okay. So where did you learn about this, and when did you say, aha, this is where...
Sorry. And what is it?
Yeah. That's a really good question. Let's talk about what it is, first of all. Thank you, Amber.
Yeah. So I learned that in one of my courses I was taking actually last semester, and it's like a brand new idea. So a net zero building is whenever a building produces as much energy as it consumes through like solar panels, wind turbines, like you name it, like anything like energy efficient.
I think not too far from Chico High School, I think there's a couple of buildings here in Chico that when we first moved here in 2007 had been recent constructs, and it was supposed to be that way. They were supposed to be built in a way that that not necessarily living off the grid type of a thing, but there was enough to sustain that building. Are you familiar with those?
I don't think so. I think it's because I am a little bit newer to Chico. I haven't been here my whole life. But I just know, like, from what I know now, it's like a brand new process that everyone, like, it's looking like the future because global warming is just impacting us so much. And it's because of, like, all this construction, all this chaos, like, that we're bringing that we didn't see before. It was our mistake. And so we have to do something to take that back, you know?
Okay. So then, as I'm thinking about all of the things that it takes to maintain a house when you own a house, so I take it then, how does water work? Are you getting water? You have to get water from the city or
yes.
or whatever. So there's no getting around that. But what do you do to be water efficient then?
Water efficient, so you could actually reuse water. So gray water is a thing where we're trying to be able to reuse it. And people are reusing it, having like a little water tank next to their house. And we don't use any black water, so no like toilet water or anything like that. And usually nothing from the sink because it like dishes, it's pathogens, like food. essentially anything that touches food collects pathogens. And so just using let's say bath water, or like you brush your teeth, like that kind of water, you can actually reuse that water for your gardens. But what I'm focusing on really is like electricity. So the house would be able to provide its own electrical power.
So it's not just like any solar panels now where you're just collecting it and putting it back on the grid. We're talking a self-sufficient house then?
Exactly. So what we think of with efficiency is like whenever you turn on a light and it stays on, like you forget to turn it off, a great way to combat and like make it more efficient is to have like a light sensor. So it's a motion detecting light. So if when you leave a room, it'll turn off within the next like 10, 15 minutes, let's say. That's usually how it is on our campus nowadays too. Mm-hmm.
You see that a lot in restaurants and such too, for people, you know, so that people aren't just leaving the lights on all the time. You have the timer. Yeah, I believe I've seen that over at Chico State too in the bathrooms.
Yes.
So then, okay, so we're still talking about electricity. That's one way to save some electricity. How about, is it battery storage? I mean, when you're collecting the solar power or wind power, I assume, are we storing it in batteries?
I don't really know too far into it, but I am assuming there's like some way of conserving that energy so you can use it throughout the day or night. But I want to say too, like, not only are we focusing on the like energy like coming into the, but like the energy we're gathering, but how we can limit it inside the building. So for HVAC systems, let's say like, so you want to keep as much air from getting inside the house compared to like air getting out. So you want to keep as much air as, like, you want to keep the air inside the house and you don't want it to escape. Let's say it's super cold out, you have the heater cranked up, you want to limit like how much hot air is leaving the house and how much cool air is coming into the house. And a great way to like prevent that is to get like a really efficient HVAC unit put in, and to actually have things in within the house that prevent airflow from going out or in, let's say like double pane windows and stuff like that.
So it's also part of like how you would build the building to begin with. I imagine better insulation, better windows, things like that.
It's all about grading.
I'm curious about what kind of insulation to use, because I know the old standards are fiberglass, and then there's kind of like this stuff that feels like cotton. I can't remember what kind of insulation that is. What are we using now in insulation for buildings, and what are would we supposed to be using to be so energy efficient?
I'm also not too sure about that, because I did just learn all this information. But I just know, like, depending on like the outside climate, it does determine how big of a duct you would need inside the house. But it's also just like how efficient. There's all these like ratings for AC units nowadays, and I believe it's the higher the rating, the better quality it is, and it's like, yeah.
So we want to take a moment to thank the rebellious nature of youths to inspire you to take your own path in life. Good job, Rebellion. High five.
Yeah.
And so now you're looking forward to how many more years of school?
It's either about, I want to say 2.5 to 3 years. But I did change my major, so... I'm not looking for time frame. I'm more so just looking for my success in learning and being able to do those classes like in a good way. Yeah.
And does Chico State have a sustainable building program or enough courses? Or are you going to have to go somewhere else or take, you know, supplemental certifications? Or do you know what that looks like?
Honestly, the great thing about construction management is you get to learn more on the job. And I know Swinnerton actually holds classes for efficiency and like getting their workers to know more than they know now. So it's just like a constant learning like part of life. It's like They do at Chico State, they do hold like sessions where they'll bring in companies to like help you learn more about what it is like to be a construction manager or whatever you want to do in the construction realm. But you also have to remember, like, you're going to constantly be learning on the jobs from mistakes, and people around you are always going to be there to help you, and so you can learn more.
Well, it's pretty awesome that you have, like, already 10 years of experience, would you say?
I wouldn't say that. I did help my dad, like, fishing first. But with construction, I kind of was more of the observational, like, standpoint of things. And, like, my dad was the explainer and the doer. But also with my field, it's not that I have to be in, like, a part of the construction. I'm like, an indirect person for it.
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, this is Faith in Common Ground on KZFR. And I'm your host, Jesse Kearns.
And I'm your host, Amber St. Clair. So did you have to hold the flashlight?
Pretty much.
Go for things, go get the things.
Yeah. Clean up.
Okay, so we're talking about what you are going through right now, your education and the process by which you're going to get these certifications. What do you want to do in the future? Where do you imagine yourself in 10 years?
Oh, goodness. I imagine myself in a house that I help design, and a house that I can rely on, and a house that's beautiful and big and something I can hold on to forever and cherish.
That's cool. So how can this help? Right now in California, we are in a housing crisis, and we've been in a housing crisis for over a decade now. And we're talking about people not being able to afford housing, and some of the causes for homelessness, and the financial issues that we're in having to do with no housing available. How can the knowledge that you're gaining right now help in that situation?
Well, honestly, because everything is so new, it's always going to be advancing. And from what I know now, net zero buildings, they are a little expensive right now, but they are going to become way more affordable over time. And so I think, like, with the knowledge I know now, if I could do something to help the housing, like, crisis that we do have, and maybe help build small, like, self-reliable buildings for these people that need it and get the word out, I could probably do something that could help these people that are less fortunate and that do need it. And it's sad that there's really no one that they can turn to, which it makes me upset. It makes me furious, because I do know people who are in the best financial spot who are living on the streets, unfortunately. And it's sad to see every day that, like, our community does so little for them. And we, instead of trying to solve the issue, try to push them out. And it's unfortunate. It's really a sad world we live in. It's sad to say it, like, we're here and that, like, we can't provide anything for these people except a one-way ticket out. It's infuriating, and I would love to be able to do something about it when I learn more over time about how these buildings can work for people, given their circumstances and what we can do for them.
Hear, hear. So say we all.
Indubitably. So it sounds like there's a new wave of thought processes around construction and some new hope out there. What would you say is the most inspiring part of what you're learning and what you hope to learn?
I think the most inspiring part is that it's constantly expanding. It's never going to limit itself or diminish. Construction's always going to be there. Buildings are always going to be there. But there's a better way we can do things. And it's like we're going to learn so much in the future. It's going to be incredible. And that's probably what I'm most excited about.
Is AI part of this at all?
Is AI a part of this?
Yeah, like do you use AI to draw plans or, you know, AI is so big right now that I wonder how it will impact all that.
I guess it's going to grow with it, you know, that's really all I can say. But yeah, like AI is a good source to go to, too, if you have questions with things like, I guess, in the realms of construction. But I feel like at the end of the day, going to someone who has that experience and has dealt with those situations is probably the key thing to do. But AI is cool. I like it.
You know, I've seen way too many science fiction movies. Every time I hear AI, my brain goes Skynet, Terminator, you know. I don't know. I can see the value of it, and I can see where it can perhaps be helpful when you run into some roadblocks that you just can't navigate around, and to have that assist from AI to figure out a way around that roadblock. But I just don't see artificial intelligence making houses for us unless they were to drain our bodies of energy.
You like know,
Matrix. Now I'm thinking Matrix.
I do have to say they are making 3D houses, so that is a little bit of like artificial. I feel like it, in some way it is like a little bit of artificial intelligence. So,
and I think it's probably good for like looking up building codes or like all kinds of little information that's tedious to find. The AI can find that for you.
Oh, yeah. But definitely have that memorized, like mostly.
Have you all talked about using, I guess what I'm trying to say is not recycling isn't the name, but repurposing things.
Yes.
I think some of the fascinating things that I've seen is repurposing shipping containers, things like that. What have you been learning in that realm?
So actually, whenever one of the greatest factors of construction is for CO2 emissions of construction is steel manufacturing. Super high emissions, probably one of the highest out of like all the realms of construction. And a way we can actually repurpose steel is by demolishing old buildings and taking the steel out of the concrete or the building itself.
Stealing the steel.
Pretty much.
That sounds very labor intensive. I feel like there's a lot of jobs there.
Well, it's usually whenever an old building's getting demolished anyways. But yeah, concrete's hard to break, so.
One of the questions that we ask all of our guests that come on here, especially those who serve people and planets, is do you have any word of inspiration that you would like to give our listeners today?
I guess I would say always try things once, because you can't not try something and say you're not good. Like, okay, let me reword this. So it's like you miss 100% of the shots you can't take. So at least it's so cliche, but it's so real. And if it weren't for me changing like my major or anything, like if it weren't for me wanting to pursue construction or find it or like get into it really, I would be in the same position, stuck in business and probably hating my life.
So what I'm hearing is if you hate your life, try something new, people. Try something new.
It's always
simplicity.
Good.
That's simplicity right there.
Wise words from our youth.
We appreciate you taking time to be on our show today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, and good luck on your future and making the world a better place for all of us to be housed.
Oh, yeah. I'll try my best.
All right. Oh, my gosh, Amber, I'm so happy that you found this guest for us.
Yeah, it's actually my son's girlfriend, and she's the sweetest thing ever.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, Amber. It's great when we find these people who are dedicated to serving people and planet, and we both seem to come up with some pretty awesome people to bring to the show.
Yeah, and I love that that was our youngest guest.
Yeah.
And maybe we can get some more youth in here.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, until next time.
Take care.
Bye. Faith in Common Ground is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Tires Plus Complete Auto Repair, offering Cooper, Michelin, and Ag tires on the corner of 6th Street and Broadway in Chico. Tires Plus also installs